Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get out to the Schneider Orange Hotline and get to the new general manager of football operations at the University of Miami, Alonzo Highsmith. Alonzo, congrats on the new job, and how you doing today?
Good. Very well, thank you. How you guys doing?
Very good.
You know, it's a rare chance that I can get a Florida State Seminole and a Miami Hurricane on the same line together, and we try to figure out how we can get that thing going again.
Well, we're grown, you know, man. What? Go ahead, Zoe.
It's strange that you say that, because if you know anything about the history of Miami and Florida State, Miami and Florida State players have always had a great relationship. It's just those Gators we never liked.
That's a fact. That is a true fact.
So that means I got to go get a Gator from somewhere.
Well, you know, it's weird because all my years in college, we used to go up to Florida State, go hang out. I think Florida State and Florida and Miami players all knew each other. So it was always
– yep.
No, it was competitive as hell on the field. But off the field, I mean, we were like brothers. Pablo Lopez, Fred Jones, and all the guys I knew at Florida State, you know, we used to talk. But when – that week of the game, we never talked.
So I got to go find Lomas Brown and James Jones. I got to go get them jokers.
Yeah, exactly. It was just those Gators we didn't get along.
The Blaze brothers, their sister went to Florida State.
Yeah.
She was in my class. So
exactly.
Alonzo is right. We are friends. One of my best friends is Michael Irvin. We always talk about that, of course.
Every time we got a break in college, we'd all drive up to Tallahassee.
Yep.
And we'd camp out somewhere. Either it was someone in Florida State, or some friend, Pat Carter, some friend over at
Pat Carter, yeah,
at Florida A&M that we knew from high school. And you know, Pat Carter, I'm still mad at Pat Carter because he told his mom we kept him out too late at night, so she would let him come back.
I played with Pat in Detroit.
Exactly, and you know, Dion. You know, I was there. We went out with Dion on his recruiting trip to Miami. So it was always a cordial thing, Miami and Florida State, till they played on Saturdays.
Go ahead, Leroy.
Yeah, so it's two people in the NFL that people always was a head scratcher who really never got the head jobs. Now, one was Eric Bieniemy, and the other one was you. And it just seemed like to me these are two guys that deserve either to be a GM or a head coach, but for some reason never got the opportunity. I mean, congratulations working with your alma mater, though.
Well, I appreciate it, man. I really am, and hey, congrats to you and everything, your career and how it's unfolded. And it's amazing. I was at a restaurant in Chicago last week, and guess who I ran into? Warrick Dunn.
Oh, yeah.
It's always the same thing. But you know what? You ask those questions, and, you know, I don't know what it is. I don't, you know, I can't tell you why. I've always felt as though I was prepared to do a lot of things, but sometimes, you know, it doesn't work out that way. And, you know, you hate to say if things were different, it would be much more different for you, but sometimes it looks that way. I can't tell you. Now, you can say Eric Bieniemy's not a head coach because he didn't interview well. I mean, I don't know what more he has to do to be a head coach, because He fulfills all the qualities. And the thing that's weird about football now is the rules always change. You got to be a play caller. You got to be a defensive coordinator. Well, then this guy wasn't a play caller. And you know, it's weird when there's five head coaches in the NFL from John Carroll College, and there's only two African-American head coaches in the league.
Right.
Three. I mean, that kind of stuff is if you wonder about that and you wonder why that is, or maybe John Carroll produces better coaches than any school in the history of pro college football. I don't know. But you know, as far as the GM thing is, I don't know what the criteria are or what they're looking for. And I'll say this, and I used to think, you know, a lot of people think the owner's this, the owner's that, they're doing this. After I went to the NFL diversity program this past week in Atlanta on Monday and Tuesday, I have more sympathy towards the owners now after talking to them and being around them. I just don't think their people inform them very well. I don't think they even know whether it's white or black. I don't think they really know the candidate until an interview, or unless he works for his particular team. But I don't think these owners can't tell you who the next GM is or the next head coach is, because they're not in that business. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They rely on outside sources, search committees, and these people. And now the agent business is kind of running the coaching searches for owners and stuff around that league, the connections around football through agents and who represent presidents of teams, represent young GMs, and they represent coaches. So all these things go into that factor. And if you're not in that circle with agents and the right agency group, you're not going to get interviewed for a job. That's a fact.
Yeah, because I was wondering, when we were together, of course, Ron Wolf, most of his guys got a chance, Dorsey, yep. Snyder.
Yep.
And then you would hear Ron Wolf's son, Elliot Wolf. And I'm thinking, McKenzie. Where's Zoe? I mean,
yeah.
As far as talent, evaluating, winning, and all of that, I have to go back to what Brian Flores, you know, said about coaching. But then when these African-Americans get to be GMs, they don't even hire an African-American coach. So I just think that for the most part, I'm with you, I don't know what to judge you by, but I also think that the media has a lot to do with it sometimes, because you look at John Lynch.
Media, agency businesses,
yes,
search committees. Yeah. You know, it's like this. I tell you this. If you were going to Miami and you said, Alonzo, give me five restaurants to go to.
Right.
I would give you my five that I like, that I know, right? Well, a real food critic and a real restaurant person might give you five totally different names. You know what I mean?
Totally different. Yeah.
Totally different. And, you know, and it's kind of like that in football. If you said, Alonzo, I need you to give me 10 candidates for head coaches in the NFL and give me 10 candidates for GMs in the NFL, taking yourself out of it, my list is totally different than what the search committees and what the agent groups are giving teams. Because I'm in the arena with these people. I know the people in the arena. I've seen all of their work ethics. I've been on the road. I've talked football with people. Here are the people I would hire for this position. And I guarantee you this, they run circles around a lot of the people these committees are picking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. No doubt.
Talking with Alonzo Highsmith. Oh, sorry, Alonzo. Talking with Alonzo Highsmith here on the Wendy's Big Show. Gary.
Go ahead, Zoe.
No, I was just concluding that, you know, it's no different than if you ask reporters who the best football player is, and then you go ask players who the best
completely
football
different.
Player is. There's going to be a total different way how you see things and how players write it up. And I'm not saying I'm right or they're wrong. But I'm just in this arena who see these people. I've seen some of these guys for the last 10 years and 5 years. And white or black, I say, how come this guy doesn't get interviewed? Mm-hmm. This guy should be interviewed. There's like five guys I would hire right now as a head coach, and they're African Americans. And they have all the qualifications. You know, one of the things you wonder about in this business is, what happened to leadership? When did knowing X and O's mean more than leadership? You know what I mean? Because a lot of the greatest coaches I've ever been around were all leaders, and they weren't X and O guys. They were tremendous leaders of men, and they hired people who were good teachers, and they were the orchestrator of the whole thing. And you know, you wonder what. So you mean I got to be, well, what if you're a good play caller, but you got no people skills?
Right.
That's true.
You know, what great leaders understand the whole evolution of the game. Great leaders have self-awareness. They can pick the right people. They know what they want on offense. They know what they want on defense. They know what type of players they want. They're not missing anything. Great leaders are missing few qualities. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I would agree with you wholeheartedly on that. And with you now going to back to your alma mater, what does that mean for you? What will you be over to try to help the Hurricanes get back to national prominence?
Well, I think one of the things, first of all, I'm coming back to University of Miami in a very humble manner. I'm not the savior to the program or anything like that. What I do bring to the program is 25 years of evaluating skills, understanding the city of Miami, understanding the culture of our football program, understanding what it takes to get where these kids want to get to. I can honestly sit in front of a parent and tell their parent, I know exactly where your son wants to get. I can teach him how to get there. But not only do I want to help evaluate talent and bring good football players to the team, it's a different era than when I came out and when Leroy came out and when you came out, Gary. It's a total different world now. And these young men are much more educated. They're much more knowledgeable of themselves. There's more money involved now. You've got all kinds of NIL going on. So there's going to be a whole bunch of other problems created from all this. And I want to be able to say, you young men, I understand what you're going through. I understand the expectations that's expected of you at this level. And now you have to find a way to internally motivate yourself to be a great player, and don't exhale because you got $100,000 in your pocket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All those sorts of things. And I think, especially being an African-American where 70% of the players are African-American, we all come from different and diverse backgrounds. Being able to relate to those players, because I've been involved with every aspect of that in this business, I can tell them stories of the Donald Drivers and how he made it, Tremone Williams, the Leroy Butlers, and these guys who I've watched over my career. And I can tell you a little bit about myself. And it's never I did it this way or this is a better way of doing it, but letting them know and letting parents know that my number one job with your son, when you bring your son to me at the University of Miami in our school, I'm going to be with him every step of the way to make him a better human being and a better man. Because I want you to say, not only he's a great person, but he happens to be a great football player as well. I want them to talk about you as the person first. I want you, when you leave our program, to be, when you get married one day, a better husband, a better friend. You understand the life, and you know there's more than just football out there as far as being a good person and all those sorts of things.
You talk about the NIL deal, and we just had the shoes dust up with Saban and Jimbo Fisher, and that's going to make it a little difficult, or what different, I would say, because of all that. What was your thoughts on that little dust-up that happened between those two coaches?
I kind of think they exposed themselves a little bit, and I kind of liked it. You know, I all these other colleges are just watching from the outside looking in, and you're watching two beasts in the SEC. I mean, these are the power brokers of college football. Alabama, Texas A&M, best facilities. I mean, that recruiting classes. But it lets you know what this business is when you see these two schools fighting, and Nick even dragged in Jackson State.
Right. Come on. I don't know why he did that.
Come on. Jackson State's bothering nobody. They brought in one highly touted kid and Nick Saban's, and these guys are upset at that. It just lets you know where we're going in college football, because now whatever happened in the past, it happened in the past.
Yeah.
Now it's all legal. So now you have, let's just say a college kid can get $250 NIL deal from Miami, $250 NIL deal from USC.
Wisconsin, we ain't doing that, Zoe, so you don't even put our names in there.
A $250,000 NIL deal from Wisconsin, no. $250,000 NIL deal from Alabama, right?
Yeah.
If it's all legal and I got a choice to go, what? I think I may pick Miami, Florida.
Coral Gables.
Great weather. Coral Gables.
Great weather.
Go to Miami Heat games, ride around with sunglasses on.
You might see DJ Khaled.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, so now the playing field becomes pretty even now. You know what I mean? At the power brokers in this business. Not, I'm talking about the power brokers, the teams that, you know, that spend excessive amounts of money in college football. And it's amateurism, but it's professionalism now. So, I mean, now Nick Saban and these guys realize, oh, shoot. And now now they're fighting. Now, and you know what they say? The behemoths, the beasts will eventually eat themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Alonzo, appreciate the time today, man.
All right. Now, you guys take care. Let's hope Florida State and Miami can get back that old rivalry again, where every time they play, there used to be something on the line. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Let's pull for the state of Florida and, Wisconsin, too.
All right, Alonzo, appreciate the
time.
Thank
you, my brother.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.